First reading is taken from Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 to 18. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they follow my instructions. On the sixth day they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, in the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses told Aaron, say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? Well, they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it's the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. The Israelites did as they were told, some gathering much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus and the miraculous catch of fish from John 21. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened like this. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but at night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, okay, throw your net on the starboard side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net wasn't torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This now was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel reading of our Lord, the servant king. Thanks be to him.
Thank you, Carol, and thank you, Dave, for the lovely reading. When a man comes in contact with God, he can never be the same again. God takes the weak and makes them strong, the vile and makes them clean, the worthless and makes them worthwhile, the sinful and makes them sinless. Holy Father, as we still ourselves, we acknowledge your power. We feel your presence in this place. We stand on holy ground to learn more about your majestic ways. Speak to us, talk to us, and bestow within us your wisdom filled with holiness. We pray this in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So today, my talk would revolve around, I wonder, are we regressing or progressing? The passage in chapter 21, verse 1, starts by mentioning Jesus appearing to his disciples at the sea in Galilee, also called Lake Tiberias. The disciple mentioned by name in verse 2 were Simon, Thomas, Nathanael, and the sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, and two other unnamed disciples. A total of 7 disciples were together at the Sea of Galilee when Jesus appeared to them, according to verse 2. In verse 3, Peter says, I'm going out to fish. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is called regression, not progression in life. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 21 reminds us that when Jesus initiated his ministry and called his first disciples around 3.5 years ago, Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. This all happened only 3.5 years ago. And now, Peter is saying to the other disciples, he's telling them to go back to their previous profession. He has lost his vision. He has lost his passion for ministry. He has lost all that valuable teachings of Jesus Christ. And he's looking back and going back to his old profession, his old trade, and that is fishing. Peter speaks about regressing. If you read the Gospel of Luke chapter 15 verses 1 to 7, the parable of the lost sheep, there were about 100 sheep, and out of them, one was lost. The reason for it moving away was that it had no proper relationship with the shepherd. The sheep had no proper relationship with the shepherd, so it was lost. Until we don't have a proper relationship with Jesus Christ, we regress time and time again into our old ways, into our old patterns of life. If we do not pray regularly, if we do not attend church regularly, if we do not read the Bible, if we do not abide by the teachings of Jesus Christ, if we do not follow his ways, if we do not believe he is the truth, the way, and the life, we regress and do not progress in life. And if we continue to act like Peter and fail to build a strong relationship with Christ, then as soon as the going gets tough, we fall back to old patterns, to old ways of doing things. Peter was no different. He said, I am going out to fish. I tell you today, the Lord is calling each one of us. He's standing beside us. And the Lord is stretching out His mighty hand towards us. The Lord is calling us by name. He is saying, I have paid the ultimate price upon the cross for each one of us. Would you follow me? Would you follow me? If we want to cement and deepen our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we will need to trust God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our souls. I say that I will strengthen my relationship with the Lord. I will persevere in prayer, in thanksgiving, in obeying His teachings, and only then I believe I can enjoy a true fellowship, a true relationship with the resurrected Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the lost sheep did not have a strong relationship with God. The lost sheep did not have a strong relationship with the shepherd. And this became the reason for its moving away. Peter says, I am going out to fish. Peter failed to build a strong relationship with Christ and failed and denied Christ many times. I wonder, are we regressing or progressing? Secondly, we read in Luke about the parable of the 10 silver coins. The reason was that the holder of the coin did not take care of the coin. One silver coin got lost. It was no fault of the coin, but it was due to carelessness. Peter was careless in his approach towards the Lord. Ultimately, until this point, he was losing his spiritual life. We might be similar to Peter. Are we losing our spiritual life and regressing in this world because we don't care of our spiritual life? Perhaps our worldly desires are drawing us towards carelessness and taking us away from Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus talks about the prodigal son. The prodigal son, rather than giving his father the importance, the father who raised him and looked after him and is the very reason of the son's being, but the son chose to give importance to himself rather than the father. He wanted to be independent and not dependent on his father. So he loved his independence, and this vision took him away from his father, and he lost his fellowship with the father and went far away from the father. At times, we give more importance to ourselves and our self-ambitions, drawing us away from the father. Peter gave importance to himself, towards his ambitions, and he let down Jesus many times. The prodigal son decided to go after his own plans, after his own heart. Instead of giving more importance to his father, he gave more importance to himself and his own ambitions. So he regressed in life and went far away from his father. Peter was no different. He said, I'm going out to fish. The prodigal son who went for independence, who went for self-importance, who thought his experience, his knowledge, his wisdom was sufficient, lost everything and failed to gain anything without the Father. I tell you today, we might need to take a decision. The Lord might be calling us to Himself. We might need to decide our approach if we want to cement our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I say that I will surrender all that I am to you, Lord, and I believe you will bring glory to my life because I do not want to lose everything like the prodigal son. As I surrender myself, I want to have a true relationship with the resurrected Christ and Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. I wonder, are we regressing or progressing? Fourthly, the eldest son in this parable had a different attitude towards the younger one. Had a different attitude, and the younger one was rebellious, but the elder one was comparing himself with the youngest one, and he would not enter the house. He says, my father had the fattened calf slaughtered for my younger brother, and never even a young goat slaughtered for me. You might be wondering, where has the prodigal son come in from? But it'll all make sense towards the end. He was comparing his life with his brother. Sometimes why we regress is because we spiritually compare ourselves with others. Sometimes we think, we believe, as we compare ourselves with others, we believe other believers, that we are better than others spiritually, and this fills us up with pride. The elder son did not enter the house because at times our spiritual pride keeps us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter says, I'm going out to fish. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in one house, if one person is regressing, it affects the others. If one believer is regressing, it will affect other believers as well. We at times become the reason for others to regress. God wants us to grow. He wants us to be strong, to progress in life. But we, just like Peter, at times become the reason for regression in others' lives and our own as well. We must not plan and plot, but encourage, motivate, and trust others and their capabilities. All the disciples jumped into the boat, and all seven disciples went out fishing that night, trusting in their own strength, trusting in their own knowledge, trusting in their own wisdom, trusting in their own capabilities, trusting in their own hearts and minds. And the Bible tells us that they threw their net on the left side of the boat, and they waited all night long. That night, all that labor, all that knowledge, all that experience, all that wisdom, all that pride, and all their efforts were shattered in vain. All night, they tried their level best to catch fish, but nothing happened according to their expectations. By the time morning came, they would have been exhausted. They would have been disappointed. They would have been fuming with anger, and they might have been wondering, why have we not caught any fish? The disciples were not meant to catch fish. They were not meant to go back to their old profession. Jesus called and commissioned them to be fishers of men. And when we walk in our own strength, when we go in our own ways, when we go according to our own minds, when we listen to our hearts' worldly desires, when we work towards our own plans, goals, and ambitions, our walk alone will result in fruitlessness, emptiness, and all our efforts will go in vain. Nothing will happen according to our expectations. But as soon as the risen Christ appeared that morning and instructed the disciples to throw the net on the right side, they caught a multitude of big fish, a total of 153 fish they caught. As soon as the presence of the Lord was upon the disciples, as soon as the disciples were in the shadow of the risen Christ, they were blessed. All their efforts and their labor bore fruit. Are we walking and putting all our efforts and trying to do things with our own strength, in our own knowledge, with our own capabilities? Then remember, we will end up like the disciples until morning without any results, no rewards for our labor. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord has to bless our work. Until and unless the Lord blesses our work, we cannot prosper. We will fail at every attempt. We need God's blessing in our lives. We need God's grace in our lives. In John chapter 15, verse 4, we are reminded, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We need to take the presence of God along with us, and only then we can prosper and have success in our lives. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 12, we read, the Lord said, he will bless all our labor, whatever we do with our hands. The Lord said, he will bless us. In Psalm 127, verse 1, God is saying, until and unless God is building a house, the man who tries, the man who labors is all in vain. The Lord has to build, the Lord has to bless for us to prosper. And for that, we need to surrender ourselves, surrender our lives to the Lord. Peter listened to the Lord and put this net on the right hand of the boat, and 153 fish came into the net. There was no fish in his net until morning. But when Jesus' presence, when Jesus' word, the voice of Jesus was upon him, he caught 153 big fish. I tell you today, the Lord is here. The Lord will remove all our empty experiences. We might have never thought it in this way. Peter never thought like this. He never saw so many fish in his life. And God changed his life. I believe today, the Lord is going to do great things in our life. When the Lord changes our lives, we will be surprised. How has this happened? How is this possible? The blessings of the Lord is going to bless you this year. He will surprise you. The Lord might give you a new job, a new business. He might give you a new house. He will surprise you. But don't forget to praise the Lord when this happens. Peter eventually became a fisher of men and was blessed for generations to come. Lord, we need your presence in our life. This year, let us take the presence of Lord always with us. The Lord will go do great things in our lives, similar to what he did in the disciples' lives that morning. He will bless us. He will protect us. He will provide, because he is the great I am. Let us decide now to surrender our all to Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus the Risen Christ. Let us decide now to surrender our all to Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus, the risen Christ. God bless us all. Amen.